1, chapter 15, canto 3 of the Srimad Bhagavatam. Tabhyang mishatsva nimeshe shanishiddhamana. Swahartamahya pihare pratihara pabhyam. Uchu surittama didrikshita bhanga ishat.
Uchu surittama didrikshita bhanga ishat.
Kamanujena sahasata upaplutaksha.
Kamanujena sahasata upaplutaksha.
When the Kumaras, although by far the fittest persons, were thus forbidden entrance by the two chief doorkeepers of Sri Hari, while other divinities looked on, their eyes suddenly turned red because of anger due to their great eagerness to see their most beloved master, Sri Hari, the personality of Godhead. Translation. When now reported by Srila Prabhupada. According to the Vedic system, a sannyasi, a person in the renounced order of life, is dressed in saffron-colored garments. This saffron dress is practically a passport for the mendicant and sannyasi to go anywhere. The sannyasi's duty is to enlighten people in Krishna consciousness. Those in the renounced order of life have no other business but preaching the glories and supremacy of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Therefore, the Vedic sociological conception is that a sannyasi should not be restricted. He is allowed to go anywhere and everywhere he wants, and he is not refused any gift he might demand from a householder. The four Kumaras came to see the Supreme Personality of Godhead Narayana. The word Suhittama, best of all friends, is important. As Lord Krishna states in the Bhagavad Gita, he is the best friend of all living entities, Suhidam Sarvabhutanam. No one can be a greater well-wisher friend to any living entity than the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He is so kindly disposed towards everyone that in spite of our completely forgetting our relationship with the Supreme Lord, he comes himself. Sometimes personally as Lord Krishna appeared on this earth, and sometimes as his devotee, as did Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And sometimes he sends his bona fide devotees to reclaim all the fallen souls. Therefore he is the greatest well-wishing friend of everyone, and the Kumaras wanted to see him. The doorkeepers should have known that the four sages had no other business, and therefore to restrict them from entering the palace was not apt. In this verse it is figuratively said that the younger brother of desire suddenly appeared in person when the sages were forbidden to see their most beloved spiritual personality of Godhead. The younger brother of desire is anger. If one's desire is not fulfilled, the younger brother anger follows. Here we can mark that even great saintly persons like the Kumaras were also angry, but they were not angry for their personal interests. They were angry because they were forbidden to enter the palace to see the personality of Godhead. Therefore, the theory that in the perfectional states one should not have anger is not supported in this verse. Anger will continue even in a liberated stage. Though these four mendicant brothers, the Kumaras, were considered liberated persons, but still they were angry because they were restricted in their service to the Lord. The difference between the anger of an ordinary person and that of a liberated person is that an ordinary person becomes angry because his sense desires are not being fulfilled, whereas a liberated person like the Kumaras becomes angry when restricted in a discharge of duties for serving the Supreme Personality of Godhead. In the previous verse, it has been clearly mentioned that the Kumaras were liberated persons. Vididatma tattva means one who understands the truth of self-realization. One who does not understand the truth of self-realization is called ignorant. But one who understands the self, the super-self, their interrelation, and the activities in self-realization is called vidittatma tattva. Although the Kumaras were already liberated persons, they nevertheless became angry. This point is very important. Becoming liberated does not necessitate losing one's sensual activities. Sense activities continue even in the liberated stage. The difference is, however, the sense activities in liberation are accepted only in connection with Krishna consciousness, whereas sense activities in the conditioned stage are enacted for personal sense gratification. Thus end the purport by His Divine Grace Srila A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. Canto 3, Chapter 15, Text 31. Tabhyanga mishatswani me Tabhyanga mishatswani me seshu nishidhyamana Swarhattamahya pihare pratihara pabhyam Uchu surhitta madidrikshita banga ishat Kamanujena sahasa ta upu plutaksha. Srila Prabhupada has so kindly revealed to us all these secrets about the spiritual world, real culture, based upon returning back to our original relationship with Krishna, the duties of a devotee, of a human being, everything He has so kindly revealed. Now one word here, Suhittama, best of all friends. Of course, Krishna Himself is the best of all friends to the living entities. And because Krishna is the best of all friends, He sends His devotees like Srila Prabhupada, who are simply oceans of mercy. Srila Prabhupada had come with simply the interest to carry out the desire of His spiritual master, whose desire was to carry out the order of His spiritual master. And Srila Prabhupada's desire was simply to see that the miserable living entities, those who are suffering in this material entanglement, are given their natural, blissful, pure life of Krishna consciousness. Everyone in this material world is strictly under the control of this material nature. Prakriti kriyamanani gunai karamana sarvasa ahankara vibhudatma kortahamiti manyate. They all think they are the doers, when in fact, being carried away by desire and lust, they are forced to act according to the dictation of their lower nature. So the four Kumaras, they were already liberated. That means that they were transcendental to material desire and to material anger. So of course the question comes, and how is it that they became angry? The impersonalist philosophers, they cannot understand the difference between material and spiritual quality. They think because this material world has quality, therefore the spiritual reality must be qualityless. That is their mistake. They are simply using their own material intelligence to enter into spiritual truth. This material world has quality, therefore spiritual world must have no quality. This is their shortcut intelligence. But this is not the actual fact. This material world has quality, which is relative and temporary, because the spiritual world has permanent, eternal quality. So, the qualities of these four Kumaras, these four youthful devotees of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, are also transcendental. They wanted to see Krishna. So they were going to Krishna's abode. They were very eager to see Krishna. This desire to see Krishna is not material. but it is a pure spiritual desire that we should understand. People want to know how to be Krishna conscious. But it is not very difficult. One simply has to desire to see Krishna, desire to relish the nectar of Krishna. This desire is a most powerful and subtle thing. Because of desire, people are becoming presidents of the United States. Because of desire, people are going to jail. Because of desire, people are getting married. And because of desire, people are becoming divorced. Because of desire, everything that is happening in this world with Krishna's sanction. But because everyone is desiring imperfectly, therefore no one is satisfied. And the more that this uncontrolled, material, undirected desire increases, the more that chaos is the result. So here we can see our four saintly persons, and their desire, being pure, has led them right to the kingdom of God. Similarly, the passport to get out of this material world is this pure desire. But that pure desire has to be cultivated. These four Kumaras, they had no other desire except to see the Lord. They had no material desires. So when they were restricted, they also became angry. But that is not ordinary anger. Just like here we see Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. When he saw Nityananda was struck by Jagai Madhai, and he heard about it, he became angry. Why they are beating on my devotee? They have offended a Vaishnava. And he came, Chakra, Chakra, Sudarshana, and more brilliant than millions of suns. The Sudarshana Chakra came down from the spiritual sky, illuminating everything at all sides, in all 10 directions, and came down and was ready to immediately chop those two offensive brothers in two. Only by the causeless mercy of Nityananda were they spared. Even this mood of anger is there in the personality of Godhead. He becomes angry when his pure devotee, who is simply dedicated to preaching this message and delivering the fallen souls from their misery